This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
Welcome back to another episode of the Four Train Savages podcast. We have episode number 115 for you guys. Today is Sunday, September 18th. The New York Yankees just finished up a three-game set with the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee. The record stands right now for the New York Yankees, 88-58. They dropped the series, but luckily they were able to salvage the last game on Sunday. And we're feeling a little better than we would have, Tyler, if they had gotten swept. Milwaukee.
Oh, it almost happened, too.
Yeah, it almost did at the end. But Milwaukee's a quality team, but we like to think that the Yankees are a better team than them. But it's not as bad as what we've seen before, dropping series to the Angels or splitting with the Athletics.
The A's, so, the Pirates. Yeah,
so it's not as bad as losing those games, but you're still feeling like, especially that first game, which we'll get into with a Frankie Montas starting there.
Something.
But, dude, we're Aaron Judge keeps it going, as we'll get into here.
Nut job. Absolute nut job.
Dude. It's crazy what he's doing right now. It's unbelievable. But now, go ahead.
It's almost weird when he goes I think he went, three games without a homer? And I was like, wow, it feels like Judge hasn't hit a homer in a while.
Yeah.
Thanks, too.
Now you just feel a little, you feel like it's out of the ordinary for him not to have a homer at times.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we go back on a homestand until next Monday, when we then go to Toronto on September 26th. So now we have the Pittsburgh Pirates for two games, which will start on Tuesday. We are now recording on Sunday, so we have an off day tomorrow. And then four games are back at the stadium against the Red Sox. So flip-flopping back from when we were at Fenway. And a homestand. I will be in attendance on Saturday. I'm crossing my fingers. I am hoping that I potentially get to see Aaron Judge hit the 62nd home run and break the Roger Maris home run record, which would be amazing. But, dude, the way that he's going right now,
it could happen on Tuesday.
Exactly.
It could happen on Tuesday. So, I haven't told you this, Rob, but I will also be there on Saturday.
Nice.
I just discussed 15 minutes ago. So definitely going to see you on Saturday. And then, if he gets to 61 on Thursday, I feel like I got to go Friday too. Just buy a $10.
That's
going to
be a hot ticket, man. Hot ticket.
I might just try and get, if he's stuck on 61 for not at all. I feel like I have to go to the next three games, I don't know.
It's history, dude. It's really history.
See it for sure.
It's really awesome what he's doing. And I really wish that it got a little bit more national attention than it was right now. I know football's going on
throughout the year too, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little unfortunate because we've discussed multiple times on this podcast of how historic of what he's doing, especially in retrospect to what we've seen before of the steroid era and what he's just doing in general of now being a non-steroid user and being able to do this. It's unbelievable. And I mean, he's up for the triple crown now, very much in the race there.
Dude, he raised his batting average by 15 points in what feels like 3 days.
Yeah, it's
it's nuts.
It's crazy. So, there's a lot to dissect, a lot to get into. Luckily, Tyler, the next time that we will, after this podcast, we'll get through our house cleaning here. The next time that we talk to people on this podcast will be, we're going to have some familiar faces back, and we're finally going to have some new faces in the, in the mix. Yes, Harrison Bader is primed to
play some type of outfield role.
Play some type of center outfield role. Yeah.
Are you hoping center? Cause I'm hoping center, I think.
Yeah, no,
I think that's what I want.
In our TikTok comments, they're telling us there's no shot that he's not playing anywhere other than center. If I don't know.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with no shot, just because the Yankees enjoy playing anyone out of position. They're like, oh, you play this position? Well, we'd love to play you somewhere else. So
yeah.
We really don't know. But yeah, it seems like he's definitely going to play center.
Uh-huh. So Bader will be back, is primed to come back hopefully Tuesday, as well as Luis Severino, which will be coming back to the starting rotation, which is much needed because we are awaiting some news on Frankie Montas now. So,
Rob, I got a question for you about that before we get, is that real? Is that real news? Or is that, I've been so bad, we need to claim something.
Dude, it really feels like it's a way too convenient of a time that it happens.
It, mind you, it is the shoulder that was hurt at the earlier portion of the year. Apparently, I don't want to say, not apparently, I don't, not apparently, but it's weird, dude. I don't know. We'll definitely talk about it.
Yeah, we have a lot to get into, especially with that. So he's getting an MRI on that shoulder, and we'll be seeing if he lands on the IL. Would not be surprised at all the next time that we talk to you guys that he is on the IL. So
I think he said he wants to make his next start. So is that them hinting like, oh, it's not a big deal, but we want to make an excuse for these last couple?
It's honestly got to be the most teed up opportunity for them to
just conveniency.
Conveniently, it's very convenient. Just place him on the IL, and
I mean, if he goes on the IL, his season's over.
You would think,
essentially, I
mean, we have him for 2023. So,
but that means they're kind of saying no Frankie in the playoffs, which. Would the Yankees admit that they're that wrong fast?
Listen, we got to get into it because I had a lot of thoughts.
I got to chill. All right, I'll chill.
Because I was thinking it before this injury came out, and I was just saying, dude, there's no.
We both said it last pod. The rosters. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Am I missing anything with injuries of who's coming back?
Still nothing Rizzo, on DJ either.
Yeah, still nothing on DJ officially. Rizzo came back today on Sunday, so that was good to see Rizzo in the lineup and got himself a home run, so introduced himself back to the mix. Oh, now I'll save the Hicks comments for later because that has to be discussed as well, even though Hicks got a home run today because those were...
We can pause on the Hicks and the Stanton and talk too.
That was wild to me. All right, let's get into it. Game one.
Let's do it.
Frankie Montas on the mound.
Franklin
goes, the Yankees open it up in the first inning and tack on three runs with a Donaldson sac fly and IKF single to right. That was a nice little hit and run action. And Marwin Gonzalez singles to then put us up 3-0. And then Josh Donaldson grounds into a fielder's choice in the next inning. Then we have a five nothing lead, Tyler, in the bottom of the second.
5-0. We'd probably win that game, right?
Yeah, you would think. And then Adames, who has been a Yankee killer since the days that it seems like he's been with Tampa, and he continues it now when we visit Milwaukee.
He has 30 homers, dude.
Yeah, he's killed. Like, I think he broke the record for Milwaukee shortstops, which is pretty cool because they have a lot of rooted history. They were talking about it a lot on the Yes Network. So for him to do that, it's pretty.
He might lead
pretty good.
I think he might lead shortstops and homers. Like maybe Corey Seager has more, but that's nuts, dude. Like,
yeah,
Willie Adames, we were talking about, is just like a kind of a defensive speed dude, like a couple years ago. Now he's raking.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, they got the Adames home run, and then it's 5-3, and then Adames gets into a ground rule double. To then get it to 5-4, and then Rowdy Tellez ties it in the bottom of the fourth. So you look at a 5-0 lead, handed to Frankie Montas, and just taken away. So
he goes, yeah, we'll make it even.
Frankie goes 3 1/3, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, 2 Ks.
I'd say it's not great.
So it's not great. So the rest of the game, before we head into game two, I wanted to talk about Frankie and just dissect that whole thing because
yes,
it was a microcosm.
Who blew it in the ninth? It was Clay, right? Yeah, Clay blew it in the ninth too. I didn't blow it, but because it's Ghost Runner, but he gave up the winning run.
Yeah. So Herman eventually came into relief in here, and the Yankees lose this one 7-6.
They threw so many pitchers. Yeah, he screwed the pen in this too, dude. Threw 8 pitchers.
So if you're looking at this game, 7. Tyler, and I said it multiple times on Twitter that if Domingo Herman is starting this game, you're probably not look. You may have some more runs on the board for Milwaukee. That's just baseball.
We would. I'd guarantee a W.
I don't necessarily believe that they are giving up a 5-0 lead the way that he gave up the lead. It was very just not good at all.
Like, he didn't have any, oh, Frankie looks good innings, like not a single one.
Yeah. So I texted you, we had this conversation like prime to like talk about today. But now because he is eventually looking like he will head on the IL, we're recording now. We don't know if he will head on the IL officially or when that may happen.
Should we just assume he's not for this conversation?
Yeah, we're assuming right now that he's not. And we're saying that if we had to choose between, because this is the overarching conversation of him, Tyone, and Herman.
Clark, like, a little too.
Clark, too. I will throw Clark in there. But to really say, like, I you can have your opinions on what Domingo Herman did in his past, and we've been very harsh on him.
He's a jerk face, dude.
What he did was repulsive. Absolutely.
MLP.
But because the Yankees have made their bed with the fact that he served his suspension and that he's here and he's going to pitch. So we're going to root for our team and we root for the pinstripes, and the Yankees have made that be known that they are supporting Domingo Herman to pitch and be on the team. So that's what they're doing. And looking at the situation right now, we all are thinking you have Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortez, Luis Severino when he will be back, hopefully this Tuesday. And then you look at that fourth starter spot when it comes down to it in a playoff series, if you had to choose. And for me, and I think me and you are on the same page outside of maybe you thinking Clark Schmidt should get a chance. But I think Domingo Herman, for 2 months of baseball that he's pitched, he has earned the right to say that he is the fourth starter based on what he's done and how he's performed. He has a 3.12 ERA. He has 57 and two-thirds inning pitch, 41 strikeouts, a 1.14 whip. In his last seven games, his last starts, a 2.38 ERA in seven games, 34 innings pitched, 9 earned runs, 6 walks, and a 0.94 whip. So this guy he's performing. He's doing
playing well,
it.
Rob. Yeah,
he's really 100%. Pitching well. And I think the Yankees should really, we know that they traded for Montas and they gave up assets for Montas. But when you look at the way that Domingo Herman is pitching, and it was just very noticeable because he was in the bullpen in the game that Frankie Montas stunk to start the game. And you say, why the hell is this guy coming out of the bullpen to begin with? And that's they were shifting him to the bullpen. And you're saying if this guy starts, you're probably looking at a different situation. It was just such somewhat of a microcosm of what is should be to come of when you're looking at, okay, I want Gerrit Cole as my one, Nestor Cortez is two, Luis Severino is three. And then when you decide on that four, at this moment in time, you're leaning towards Domingo Herman being that four. That's the name of the game right now. It really is.
No, absolutely. And I think it doesn't even, I'm not even going to get too much into Domingo. It just can't be Frankie in my head. Like, that's how bad he's been. I mean, we'll get into Cole's struggles in a little bit, but you kind of can't pair that at all. Two dudes that are giving up a lot of homers. I still think Cole's obviously the ace of the staff, but Frankie is a liability and he's obviously no sort of weapon. In my head, Rob, it's strictly like, will the Yankees admit that they're wrong and try and win now? Or are they going to be stubborn like we've seen them do with a lot of players and be like, nope, we believe in Frankie. That's what we traded for. We're in it for the process or the long haul or whatever they think. If they want to win this year, Frankie would not even be on the postseason roster. I think he'll make it, but he certainly shouldn't pitch, dude. No. Anything but mop-up duty. Like, it's, Yanks are getting blown out, or I don't even know if I'd want him in the game if the Yanks are blowing someone out in October. Like, 7-2 game, I think Frankie gives that away, or tries to at least.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with anything you said, because it's just Frankie Montas has not been good.
Yeah,
he's not been good at all.
Dude, Herman has – I took out his first start. I think he got blown up his first start back, so I remember ripping him on Twitter and stuff. Since then, dude, he's got a 2.3 ERA. That would be best on the Yankees for the year. It, obviously, if he did that over the course of the year, you know, this is only a month and a half, but Herman's been pitching well, dude. Interesting stat too. He leaves 81% of the runners he puts, 81% of the runners he puts on base, he leaves on base, meaning they don't score.
Well, that's the other thing too.
He's freaking good. If, dude.
Whenever we read off his pitching line, it's never
pretty. He's not striking out 12.
No, it's not. He's not striking out a lot of guys, but he allows runners on base, but he gets out of it. That's the thing that is very impressive to me from him. And yeah, I mean, listen, you don't have to like the guy, but the fact that the Yankees, if you want to be mad at anyone for allowing him to pitch, be mad at the Yankees, but he's doing it, and we're going to root for him as long as he's wearing the pinstripes, and he's going to be doing it.
Four homers in 50 innings too.
I don't see how you allow Frankie to be even by virtue of the fact that he was traded for and you gave up assets for him. I don't see how you not take Domingo Herman over him. Like, in any universe, I think the way that you watch him pitch, like I saw him in person for that game against that first game for Montgomery against him and Domingo battling against each other, and Domingo and him went up back to, or, and they, it was a real pitching duel. And I hate to be that guy, but thinking back, could you imagine? I mean, we have to see what we get from Bader, but imagine if you're thinking you still have Monty and Domingo pitching the way they are, and then you don't factor in Montas, that'd be even more of a difficult decision. Like,
exactly,
way more difficult. So, but we get Bader back now, so we get to see what he does. So,
I think Bader's pretty much locked into playing the outfield for this team.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't. No, I'm just saying it's funny to think about, because in terms of how we're thinking through the pitching situation, because in a world where
Monty's still on this team,
if he did have the numbers that he did now, what he has with St. Louis, you're like, oh dude, that guy is arguably your three
the dude that Monty's been in St. Louis is what we traded for. Conveniently,
yeah,
like that's what we wanted out of Frank.
Oh, a lot, and to a lot of the arguments going out is that he's pitching in a weaker division, which I understand. I do really understand. And
but Frank, it doesn't excuse Frankie just being flat out terrible. Frankie, like, dude, I don't care if Monty's good. You know, like, I want like Monty to be good. I don't care. You know, who wins or loses a trade. You know, if the Yanks win a World Series, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah,
Frankie's just been flat out terrible.
Yeah,
like he screws the pen. Because he can only go three innings. That's ass.
No boy, no. All right, game two, Jameson Taillon on the mound for this one. Goes 5 innings pitch, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 Ks. Adames again in the bottom of the third hits a three-run home run. And then Yelich puts them up in the bottom of the fifth, going up 4-1. And the Yankees never come back in this one, but I think it's a good
opportunity. Brandon Woodruff shoved, dude.
I think it's a good opportunity here to talk about Giancarlo Stanton, because he had 4 Ks in this one. So
he's struggling right now a lot.
Yeah, so
he's having the worst year of his career.
Watching him right now, at this moment in time, and it pains me to say, because he's just, to be transparent, he's my favorite player.
That's also just how good of a career he's had, too. Like, he's not having a terrible, terrible season, but that's just how good his career has been.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, listen, he's my favorite player on the team. I love Stan. But the way that he's playing right now, I also think that it has to do a little bit with the injury. He's working through it. Oh, yeah. I don't know if he's 100% healthy, but I give him credit for powering through and trying to play and just having his presence in the lineup. But, yeah, he's not right now. The way that his line is shaping up to be, it's really not looking good for him overall in the season.
OPS.
A 209 average, 26 home runs, 69 RBIs, a 7.741 OPS. It's not a typical Stanton year. If you look back on his years, he's always, almost always up over 800 OPS. Now, if he comes back,
he's sniffing nine every year.
Yeah. If he comes back to the postseason and he's gangbuster, then we don't give a shit. But right now he's struggling. Uh-huh. And he just flat out needs to be better. And I'm always one to think, okay, if he goes through these tough stretches, he's going to level out and find himself. And I still do believe he will do that. I just think it's heightened because of the fact that he has an injury right now and the Yankees are looking for more sources of offense. So it's tougher on him, but like I've made the claim, you know, that the way that he looks with his swing, he's fouling a lot of stuff off and he just looks off in general. So
yeah, it seems like he just doesn't have his time. He still doesn't have his timing back.
Yeah. The timing is definitely.
And Rob, yeah, he's obviously of course struggling right now. And to be fair, I don't give a shit what his season stats end up to be, because if this man, he can have one hit over his next, what do we have? How many games do we have left? I don't know, 15 games or something.
Yeah.
He can go one for 48. If that man turns up in October and does what he's done every year in pinstripes that he's done in October, this is all relevant.
Yeah.
Like write him up. If people want to write him off, dude, they've adjusted him at what he hit fifth today. So I think that's the only thing we've ever asked Rob is like when Stan is struggling, like knock him down a couple notches in the lineup, make him work his way to two. I mean, it's very easy for him to see one more go over or something fall. And he's doing judge type nutty stuff. We've seen him go on those runs.
Yeah. I'm really not going to lose my shit over the fact like, it stinks and people will bring up the money factor and we've talked about
irrelevant
with Donaldson lately and we get that, but it's just being the fact that he's been here and done it last year and done it before in 2018, and we know the injuries, and I think he's dealing with it, but yeah, you gotta say he's gotta be better is the flat out name of the game. So
I don't you really think they'd be playing him, dude, if he was injured right now?
Yeah, I do.
They're so careful with him.
I think he's not 100%.
What about in like 2019 though? Like they sat him in the CS, like the whole CS.
I think I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but I think there's a lot more factors at play here. I think that.
What, like blown 15 and a half game lead?
That, and I think that him with, I think, Judge now being a free agent, and I think that a lot of the players not performing in terms of, I don't know, Aaron Hicks.
Well,
and,
I don't think, you think Judge being a free agent has something to do with it?
Yeah, I think that, dude, I think there's a, as, I think Cashman being, I think that he's out on the field, and I think that they.
I'm not saying he's not battling something. And I hope he's not hurt, because I want one. If he's hurt, then I don't know if he'll produce the way he can. But a healthy Stan, I still think, rakes when he gets going. I know you obviously think the same thing.
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly believe that the way that he looks is because of the fact that it was the Achilles or the calf, and in conjunction with that,
That's bad news to me, because I didn't really think that. So I'm hoping you're wrong.
Body language, I think that's just the way it looks, and that is in conjunction with his timing, and that's why he looks off.
Because when did he come back? I'm about to pull his game. Watch.
Because there's no other reason why I could think, because it's been too long of a streak now. We've been 2 weeks into baseball, and he still looks the same way. His only two home runs came against the Rays, and one was off of a position player.
But what series did he come back though? Has he been back for? Has it been like a
he two, came
four
back
weeks?
He came he back played, against Oakland.
Oh yeah, he played against Oakland. Okay, so I'm gonna run it from August 25th. The numbers aren't gonna be good, obviously, but I'm just kind of curious to see. I wish I could. I don't know how to do it, but you can take out like those two homers he had against Tampa. I'd be interested to see what those numbers are. All right. Let's see. Yeah, it's bad. The numbers are bad since he's came back. He's hitting 141. Giancarlo Stanton, since he came back, hitting 141 with a 247 on base percentage. Robbie slugging 250. Not great. And a 47 WRC plus. He's obviously got the two homers, both against Tampa, one being off the position player, like you said, and a double. He's got to walk more, dude. So striking out 31% of the time. So walking, you look at 12.
That. I don't know how you don't chalk that up to not being just, I don't know how it's not.
I can't say he's full, like, well, he's done that before is what I'm saying. Like, he's went through terrible stretches in portions of every single Yankee regular season. 73 plate appearances.
I know, but I'm watching him and you just see that his timing is way off than it has been before. Like, even then he gives like,
but why, that's what I'm saying. Why would the timing be a factor? Not like, why would it, like, I obviously an injury can affect his, like, I would think his timing is there, but I would think he'd be like crazy off balance if it was his injury, or he'd be favoring his, he'd be like having a ridiculous amount of like torso torque in him, because he's not like leveraging his back foot at all or something like that. Like, I would think his timing would be there.
That could be why he's fouling off all these pitches. Like, I don't know. He's doing all this. It's not character to him.
No,
it really
right.
isn't. So
listen, I hope you're wrong. Cause I really, if he's injured, that scares me for the rest of the year. But if he's not, I think he'll break out of it. So I hope you're wrong in that aspect.
The reason that I think that he's still playing is because, and why I mentioned the fact that Judge and his, like, there's a sense of urgency with the team, because Cashman's last year, and I don't know if they literally said this to him. I don't know if they did, but like, Stanton probably knows. Like, they know that they have a shot at the championship this year. So yeah. They're like, he's like, I want to be on the field. So maybe it's not exactly those factors, but I'm sure he hears about them and he knows of them. So he's saying, we started so well. So he's like, I can't not be on the field right now.
I definitely think he's doing that. But if it's an injury that could potentially get like hinder him next year, I don't think they'd put him on the field because of how cautious they've been with him.
Yeah, no,
But if he's banged up and they're like, yeah, you just need to like be off your feet for 30 days, like this will wait till the off season. Then I think they'd run him out there, which could be the case.
Mm. All right. I don't know. You want to take the last game?
Yeah, I'll take the last game. Oh, Garrett Cole, dude, huh? Something. We'll figure that out. Game three, Yanks obviously win this 12-8, right? Yeah, 12-8. Five innings pitched for Garrett Cole, four hits, four earned, three walks, two of them in the first, eight Ks. I mean, he kind of settled down, Rob. Like, I mean, he kind of labored a lot, too. Starts off bad. Let me just tell you that. Cole in the first inning walks two, then gives up a three-run shot to Wong, homer into right. And then Yanks kind of bounce back a little bit. Rob, I'm not going to run through all this scoring because it's a ton. 20 runs is a lot. But Oswaldo hit a shot to center, dude, makes it 3-1. And then in the second, Garrett's just kind of dishing out homers at this point, dude, to Taylor homers to center as well. They just square up his fastball. Like, it's annoying. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he keeps throwing it down the middle. Like, stop it. All right. That makes it 4-1. And I was kind of freaking out here, Rob. I was at a dumpling crawl today, so I was watching a lot of this on my phone. But I was like, 4-1, we're about to get swept. Like, not acceptable. Judge homers to right, number 58. That was his first home run of this game. And then Rizzo goes back-to-back. Very good to see him back, Rob. Love having Rizzo back. Makes it 4-3. Staying actually an RBI in this game. Grounds into a fielder's choice. Oswaldo then scores. Higgy gets a couple more and singles to center with two outs. Makes it 7-4. At that point, you're thinking, all right, well, hopefully they can be done soon. Or, you know, they'll kind of just wrap this game up. That'll be it. No, there's a ton of runs in this game, dude. Higgy then grounded out to shortstop in the seventh, getting another one in, makes it 8-4. Hicks homers after the comments he made. That's foreshadowing something. Judge homer is number 59, dude, too shy of the AL record. Ruth hit 60, right? Yeah, so he's one shy of Ruth. I think Kay said that on the call too. And then gets a little sticky, yanks up 10-4 there. Rowdy Tellez makes it 10-6. He's a pesky dude for sure. And then Judge just like casually doubles off the wall again, like dude's out of his mind, makes it 12-6. And then Yanks end up winning it, Rob, 12-8. That's Thank 20 God. Runs, dude. And that's Thank a W. God. No sweep. They came close. Clay almost gave it away in the ninth. Bases loaded. One out.
Yeah, would not have been good.
Gets a K. Gets a K and a ground out. But they were trying to tie it. They were swinging for the fences in the ninth. I don't know, dude. This is second straight Garrett Cole bad start that the Yankees ended up winning, though. They did the same thing against Boston. When Cole isn't avid, he gives up homers, dude, and they go a long way.
Yeah, he's got a home run.
I think he leads. I think I saw a tweet saying he leads the AL in home runs given up, but I'm not sure. He's also pitched the most games in the American League. I don't know why I'm typing in Stanton game logs, Garrett Cole game logs, but not great. What do you have? What are you taking away from this game, though? I'm taking Cole, obviously. If he's getting his bad starts out of the way for October, like, cool, please do. But I think this is him, dude. He has a couple duds, then he goes six good ones, then a couple duds, and six good ones.
I mean, Oswaldo homered, so I take that as a positive, because he'll probably be in the mix.
Awesome.
But this was the Aaron Judge game for me. Honestly, should be the focus of just Judge continuing to be unreal.
Driving his slugging's up to 701, Rob.
Just unbelievable. Just video game numbers. Rizzo being back too is something big. Rizzo being back too is something to take out of this, that he homers immediately when he gets back. But yeah, with Cole,
I'm taking it as nothing. I think
we know he gets like
it's
home
just,
runs.
It's just what he does. I think he has a good streak, then he has a couple duds.
I will say, you would have liked for him in a position where they clearly needed to win the game.
Mm-hmm. It felt like a must-win game.
To just be like, okay, two-run ball, you're not getting any more than that. I'm going seven shutty, or not shutty, no more than two, and I'm shutting you guys down in that sense.
Your team a really good chance to win. He didn't. You know, he drops four in the first two innings. So Yanks are in a hole.
I mean, dude, in a DS series, he's going to have to prove it. And he's going to have much more opportunities, especially, I mean, he plays Boston at home. He's going to be pitching that series. And then maybe he pitches against Toronto, which will be big because they are lurking. So
how many starts does he have left? Yanks play till I think last day of the season is the fifth, Rob, fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
How many games? That's what I need to figure out. 2, 4, 6, 8. He maybe has two starts left.
Yeah.
You got to think one of those starts is just I'm basically throwing baseballs to keep my arm warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not going to throw 110 pitches and pitch deep into the game unless they have to have him.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think we're at a point in the season, where a lot of us on the pod until the postseason starts, a lot of the outcomes will only matter in the postseason. Like, that's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
Well, you can suck now if you do well in the postseason, Cole. It's all we care about.
Suck now, don't suck later.
Yep.
Basically. All right. Tyler, back to back. Do you want to do your new segment?
Oh, who's got that dog in him?
Oh, shit, dog.
I'm going to have to get used to it. But yeah, dude, Anthony Rizzo back. Excuse me, Siri. Anthony Rizzo obviously comes back in this one. And he just starts it off hot, dude. What did he start off in the first inning with a single? I believe welcomed himself back. He had three hits in this game, two runs scored, a homer, an RBI, and you're like, damn, Yankees missed this dude. I mean, Rizzo's literally having one of the better years of his career, Rob. Like, not top of his career, but, dude, he's probably going to hit the most homers he's ever hit in a season. by the end of this year. He's, I gotta see how old he is. How old is Rizzo now, dude? He's gotta be,
I think 32.
33. Okay, still pretty close though. But yeah, Rizzo's raking, dude. Comes back after having the back injury, doesn't play for a while. Then he gets the epidural shot. He's laying in bed. Rob can't swing the bat, can't get up. Comes back, gets three hits, dude, in a must-win game. He's got that dog in him. For sure.
Oh, for sure.
Didn't play in last time he played was August 31st. 3 weeks, dude. I don't think we expected that. Comes back, picks up right where he left off. So
amazing.
A good Rizzo, a healthy Rizzo going into October. First half Rizzo is massive.
Need that. All right. Savages of the series. I am going, me and Tyler, neither of us are going to take Judge because that's just too easy. We'll save it for this week.
Yeah, he's taken up, like part of the, he has his own segment now with Savage of the Series. He's making it tough.
But I am going to roll with Josh Donaldson, who had two home runs in games that we lost, but we put pressure on him last pod and he showed up. And hit two home runs. Maybe the dad strength is being carried to Milwaukee, but listen, anytime if you want to get hot at the end of the year and prove us absolutely completely wrong, Josh, by all means do that, because we need you to perform well. And he had two hits in the series, two which were both home runs, and four total RBIs and only one strikeout. So Josh was doing it. And
yeah, I don't like him.
Hopefully continue. Yeah, I don't gotta like him necessarily if he produces that.
Very true. I'm just messing with you.
So all right,
that's what you got, Donnie.
Yeah,
all righty. It should be Judge, obviously. It's like the MVP award, dude. Some people say it should be Shohei every year. Well, Judge should win Savage of the Series at every
season. Oh, did you say Shohei? Did you say Shohei?
How about new?
I can't mention him in the same sentence anymore. It's just not fair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not going Judge, obviously, as Rob said. I'm going Oswaldo Cabrera, dude, Waldo. He wasn't hitting for a little bit, and, dude, he hit this series. Five hits, two doubles, a homer, two RBIs, four walks, Rob. I'm like, okay, see the ball, kid. Scores three runs as well. Huge, bro. I think there's a very good chance. I heard Brian Hoke was tweeting about it. Oswaldo taking fly balls in left field the other day. So that's you're telling me someone's listening to our pod, Rob, in the Yankees front office. That's all I'm saying. But this very well could be our October starting left fielder. Imagine we said that in May.
Wow.
Oswaldo Cabrera starting left. I don't know.
Wouldn't be me thinking that.
Yeah.
Who did you have for your MVP of sucking?
They stink.
Yeah, I have Giancarlo Stanton, dude.
Yeah.
Went. Did he have a hit in the series? Let me pull up his
game. Well, he had the RBI today.
Yeah, he had the RBI, but that was a fielder's choice, no? I don't remember. Hold on, I'm pulling up. Buy me some time. No, I didn't have a hit in this series. He goes 0-for-13. Scores one run, gets obviously that RBI, as Rob says. Strikes out six times. So he's not playing well. I mean, we kind of went into it, Rob. He's still got 26 homers on the year. Got a 740 or 750 OPS, whatever we said. So, again, he's having a slightly above league average year. He's still got a little bit of power, but we really haven't seen it as of late. Listen, dude, we love the guy, Rob. But when you get an award or when you get the MVP of sucking, you get the MVP of sucking. It's just kind of how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
No hits, six Ks. I mean, that is what it is. Dropped him down to the five hole today after hitting two couple games consecutively. So,
well deserved. It's gotta be said. All right. For me, I'm going to go with Frankie Montas. We talked about it before. Just been disappointing in general. I know he's going to be here for another year, but I don't really see how he factors into a roster situation at this point, dude. I think there's just better options. But the only thing that's really going to save him, that's going to incorporate him into that postseason roster, is the fact that he was traded for, and they're thinking that he was supposed to be a huge asset to help us down the stretch, which is still in the realm of possibilities, but we have to wait to see what they say about him.
That can't be fair. Like, we shouldn't say that, dude. We should it shouldn't be like, oh, they traded for him and they want to look good, so like he'll probably have a spot on the postseason roster. Like, it sucks that we operate like that.
You can, like, this is our long list of
this is our favorite team, and we have to operate in what the Yankees like will look best on the field halfway, but then we also have to take PR consideration into it. That's what they're doing, which is baloney, bro.
Yeah, no.
Like, I want Clark on this postseason roster so bad, dude, and he's not going to be on it because of Frankie, and Frankie is ass.
Unless he's hurt for a longer time than we think, but
yeah, you're probably, if that's what they're doing, if that's what they're doing to get him off, maybe they've made the decision to not put him on the postseason roster. Maybe they literally did, and we're like, we're going to throw him on the IL so it does look like he just can't pitch.
Maybe, could be.
I don't know. That would be sick. I'd have props for them if they did that. Good
big
for them.
Big props. All right. To round it out, we have a few more topics to talk about. Aaron Judge just continues to be the most amazing player in baseball nowadays. And we talked about his MVP candidacy, but now he's doing something historic and just has to be talked about. So let me pull up. I want to make sure that this is updated.
I can get Heyman's stats for you, because he tweeted it, or not Heyman, Passan tweeted his updated stats right after the game.
Oh yeah, pull that up too, just so I have it.
701 slugging, bro.
I'm just making sure I have the batting average correct, because
according to Passan, he's hitting .316. I'm not sure. Hoke also was live tweeting his average, so I would check Hoke.
Oh wait, so ESPN has it updated, so I think it's okay. All right, so. Which is
ungodly.
Crazy, which is crazy to think right now. Aaron Judge has a realistic chance at winning the Triple Crown. Now, mind you, there have been 14 Triple Crown winners since 1909.
Have any of them hit 60 homers, Rob?
None of them did, actually, Tyler. None of them. Only one got over 50, which was Mickey Mantle. So those 14 players before Mickey Mantle, or those 14 players before Aaron Judge that hit for the Triple Crown and won the Triple Crown that year, you have a list of Miguel Cabrera, Carl Yastrzemski, Frank Robinson, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, Ty Cobb, Rogers Hornsby. That's the kind of list that Aaron Judge is joining, and Aaron Judge is likely going to break the 61 mark also by Roger Maris. So that is, he has the potential to win the Triple Crown this year, which is unbelievable. He has 59 home runs. He is tied now with Xander Bogaerts for second in batting average. So they're tied right now at .316. And Luis Arraez, how do you say his name? Or Arraez. Is that how you, what is it?
It's either Arraez or Arraez.
Arraez. So, he is a point behind in batting average. So he has a .316 batting average. The leading batting average is .317 in the American League. And he has 127 RBIs. So Aaron Judge has a realistic chance to win the Triple Crown this year. And when you put it into perspective.
He's going to win it, Rob.
When you put it into perspective of who has Miguel Cabrera last won it in 2012. The last one before that was Carl Yastrzemski in 1967, and then you look before that, there's only 12 players in baseball history that have won it before 1967, and the list goes on from Ted Williams, Ty Cobb, Frank Robinson, Jimmy Fox, Rogers Hornsby. Like, that is unbelievable, and you pair that with the fact that he is going to likely break the record for Roger Maris with this last period of the season. And you say how he is doing right now and what he, like, just the stats.
It's
and
the best season down, I'll ever watch, dude. Ever.
Best season we'll ever watch. And I think a lot of people now, a lot of baseball fans that haven't aren't that older to see that. And listen, dude, I don't know what else a person, I don't know what else a person needs to win an MVP. I really don't know what else someone needs. It's pretty unbelievable what he's doing. And I don't think you could really have a better case than Aaron Judge has right now to win the most valuable player. I like, if you were to show me, like, this is what you have to do to win an MVP. Aaron Judge has checked the box on every single one that you need.
Literally. Literally. Sorry about the ad that popped up.
No, it's fine.
Don't know what that was. But, I mean, Rob, outside of the average or the homers or whatever, again, he's played 142 games this year. He's at the point where he either walks, hits a home run, or hits an extra base hit. The dude is slugging .701, .316 batting average, .419 on base. He's a 1.120 OPS. That's nuts, bro.
It's not
I think the league average OPS this year, Rob, is like .715 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's slugging .701. Like, what? You take out if Aaron Judge never got on base and he just hit homers, and does that mean not walk? I don't even know. If you remove his on base percentage, he's still a league average hitter.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah, just subtract his on base, and he's just that good, dude.
He really is.
He's winning the Triple Crown. Like, it's going to happen. There's no chance he lets it go now.
He's really close.
You can't pitch to him. Did you see? You obviously saw the pitcher's reaction when he hit his second one.
Yeah, he was pissed. Yeah,
throws it, flails his arms in the air. He's like, oh my. Like, I just imagine. It's just like this guy again. I don't know.
Yeah, so
Judge, I have to appreciate it, dude.
You have to just watch it with just awe of what he's doing.
Literally.
All right. These Aaron Hicks comments were quite something, to especially come out today. I spoke with someone from the New York Post. Bader will be back on Tuesday. So what Aaron Hicks had to say was, I expect Bader, to come in and start playing every day as he should. He got traded here to help us win. We need him to be himself to win a World Series. When I get opportunities, I'll try to make the most of them, but it is extremely hard when I play a game and then I'm off for 3 days. Now there's another outfielder out there. And when he was asked about how we would make it work, he said, I don't know. The Yankees are going to have to make a decision and I'll have to wait for whatever happens. It's not really my call. As of now, I feel the more that I play, the better I'm going to play. That is not what's going on right now. Things in New York are tough. I don't know the answer, or I don't have an answer. If they really think it isn't the fit for me, that's their call. I'd go to another team. I know I'd help them win. So just obviously poor timing of when he's talking about it, but
I don't even mind the comments. I only care about the timing.
The timing, but also the thing that I mind is he's saying,
I don't hate that he was honest. That's what I'm saying.
He's honest, but also he's like, I think that the aspect of
the playing time thing was not cool.
You're saying, bro, you've had opportunities.
You've earned the bench, bro.
You've earned the bench and you've now lost your opportunity to play every day and then show yourself to play. So he's saying, oh, I'm only out there at most 3 times a week. Yeah, there's a reason you're out. Like, there's a reason.
You did it to yourself, Aaron.
For what the Yankees did to trade for Harrison Bader, Tyler, and they gave up Jordan Montgomery, even if it may have been somehow by chance, if it may have been to then have another move that was in place that just fell through. Do you think that they did that move for any just random reason? Or do you think that there was a reason behind it because Aaron Hicks was underperforming year outside of the month of June?
Bro, they literally got two outfielders to assure themselves that Aaron Hicks would not play in October. They got Andrew Benintendi, they got Harrison Bader, and they actually had a third in Matt Carpenter. And then they called up their 14th ranked prospect, a middle infielder, and made him an outfielder. So Aaron Hicks doesn't play in October.
That's all you have to know.
That's all you have to know. I mean, and it's not even, listen, bro, Hicks has similar stats to like IKF for like whoever, like the hitting is bad. Like, but it's not to the level of bad that his defense has been.
Yeah.
He's just a liability everywhere.
The defense has taken a serious downturn.
Yeah. I don't know if the numbers will support it, but the eyes do.
Yeah, definitely. So
he's got a 298 slugging percentage on the fucking year, Rob. That's actually insane. I didn't even know that. That is insanely bad.
No, it's bad. It's very bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Poor timing for the comments. Like I said, I don't hate the comments, the majority of them. I don't care to agree with the playing time thing. Like, if that was a shot, like, I don't think he could be that dumb. I think he knows he's played terrible. You just don't make the comments in a pennant race. Like, that's what it comes down to me. Like, it has nothing to do with you right now. Mm. Like, it's the team, bro. Judge just hit 59. And what did he listen, Rob, I love it when players celebrate and do everything. And, you know, I love the swag. Like, please give me as much of that as possible. But Judge hit 59 today. He's going to break the record. And every time he just runs, he just jogs around the base, makes nothing about him. I don't think Aaron Hicks should have made anything about him, negative or positive, today.
Yeah.
Just like, we're in a pennant race, dude.
I agree.
Hold it for the offseason if you got negative stuff to say. Don't need that toxicity, Rob, in the locker room.
No, we do not. Especially not now. All righty. Did you want to talk about you? I know you have very strong feelings about Clay Holmes to end it off. What did you?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say super strong, dude. It's just, I genuinely think the Yankees do not have a closer. Clay Holmes hasn't been anywhere near first half Clay Holmes pretty much in the last 2 months, I'd say. He went on the IL. Obviously, we all thought it was a phantom IL. I still think it was. His numbers on the year are good, Rob. But he's been very, very untrustworthy as of late. And it's kind of been like that for, I'd say, 2 months now. So I don't know, bro. I don't think they have a closer, which I don't necessarily hate. I've said this for probably 2 years now. I'm like, hey, I don't want a permanent closer at all. I want to ride the hot hand. Like, if Laza is shoving, let Laza close. It doesn't have to be Clay just because his name is Clay Holmes. You know, I don't know, bro. I don't necessarily trust him right now. I'm going to pull up his game logs. I'd like to get into those in a little bit and see what his numbers are post All-Star break. But like, what are your, like, are you in, do you agree with me in a way? Are you still giving him a chance? Can he prove it to you? I don't think he can prove it back to me unless he's shut down for 5-6 straight appearances, which that's maybe all he has left. I don't think
who on the roster do you think warrants a higher trust tree?
A lot of people.
Who?
Wandy.
Okay.
Trevino. Efros when he comes back. Clay is at the point where he, like, I'm not saying these guys are better than him because I don't think they are, but Clay is at the point where he can blow up a game. Like, that's what I'm getting at. Like, he almost blew a four-run lead today.
Yeah, so like, when you list off those names, though, I understand that where you are of the mindset that we don't need the definitive closer guy.
Yes.
So that's where you're coming from, and you just ride with the hot hand, but we know that they don't do that.
The hot hand, but how can you not now is what I'm saying. It could be the hot hand, or it could just be the lane. Like, if it's the bottom of the ninth, you're up by 3 runs in October, and there's 2 lefties up, then put Wandy in the game. Don't throw Clay just because Clay's hasn't pitched today.
No,
and it's the ninth. Line Wandy up because he's a lefty killer.
Out of all those names that you listed, I would probably say Wandy I have the most trust in of those, but I don't.
When was the All-Star game? Is that July or June?
July. So nice. I don't see how they fall back on what they've been doing, though, of him or Chapman.
Oh, like, my God. This is worse than I fucking thought it was. He's a 7 ERA since July 31st.
Uh, Yeah.
Right, let me run it to July 1st. July 1st, he has a 6 ERA. Oh God, I don't even want to do it. Let's do June.
Well, also you're thinking when you say a guy like Scott Efros, who's coming back off the IL.
I was just kind of naming names. I haven't put too much thought into who necessarily replaces him. I'm just saying I don't trust him right now. And I don't think there's a scenario where he could really put him in a game in October and I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna like I don't have to stress about this.
Well, we all know who the perfect fit is to fit right back into that role.
I think they might do it, dude. I really do.
Aroldis Chapman will be closing games sooner rather than later once he's back. Oh, man.
Dude, since June 1st, he has a 4.19 ERA, and he's walking almost 5 batters per 9 innings.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. It's not good.
Listen, I still think Clay is disgusting. But I just currently, like, it's when he's on. And he's throwing his slider so much. He's not even, like, throwing his good sinker anymore. Because I don't think he knows how to again.
Yeah.
He threw, like, one good one today, I saw. And the guy, who is Kay doing the call with?
Jeff Nelson.
Yeah, and Jeff Nelson was like, he's just going to throw that sinker every time. I'm like, yeah, he does. I hope it's that easy. I don't know if it is. But, I don't know, Clay also throws a 101, which Chapman doesn't even do anymore. So, I don't know, bro. If it bites me, listen, every time I come on here and bitch about a player, they play better now. So, maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
It's like, it literally has been. I think IKF, Kleber, the only one that hasn't panned out is Frankie, Donaldson, Hicks. Like, it's literally happened with all of them.
It's we have an uncanny ability to do that. Hopefully it happens with Stanton soon.
Yes. Yes. That's a good point.
All right. Well, I think we covered everything. Episode 115. We'll off day tomorrow and then Pittsburgh coming to town and then Boston will be here. And hopefully Aaron Judge breaks the record pretty soon. And then we get to commemorate that on the pod next time.
It would be great if it happened while we were there on Saturday.
Yeah. That'd would be really sick. Cool. Would be really cool. All right.
Well, say he's at 61 on Friday. Are you going to go to 60? Would you go on Friday?
Depends on when I get out of work. Be a little tough. So
fair.
But thank you guys for listening to episode 115. We really appreciate it. Be sure to follow us at 4TrainSavages on Instagram and TikTok, at 4Savages on Twitter. Be sure to subscribe to the pod, leave us a rate and review on Apple as well as Spotify. Support us there. We would really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening to episode 115. We'll catch you next time.